AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The latest round of U.S. brokered talks between Russia and Ukraine have ended, and Sagar Magani reports there's no sign of a breakthrough.
There were already low expectations for significant progress in Geneva. Putin advisor Vladimir Medinsky says the talks were difficult but businesslike. Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov called them intensive.
There's progress, but no details can be disclosed at this stage.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says political differences remain deep, including land Russia wants to keep in Ukraine. Both sides say there will be more talks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia launched one ballistic missile and 126 long-range drones at it overnight. Officials report a woman was killed while a 6-year-old and an 18-month-old were injured in Zaporizhia. Meantime, a delegation of U.S. senators returning from a trip to Ukraine looking to spur action in Congress on new sanctions on Russia. The Transportation Department's ordering the closure of more than 550 commercial driving schools after investigators found unqualified instructors, inadequate testing, and other safety issues. And Ed Donahue has the latest on that deadly avalanche in California.
Six skiers were rescued after sheltering in place for hours as crews battled blizzard conditions. Sheriff Shannon Moon says 9 people were missing.
8 of the additional 9 additional skiers have been located deceased. We are still looking for one.
The area near Donner's Summit is one of the snowiest places in the Western Hemisphere, and until just a few years ago, was closed to the public. An avalanche forecaster says the skiers were on the last day of a backcountry skiing trip and had spent 2 nights in huts. I'm Ed Donahue.
Wall Street's biggest stock, Nvidia, led the market higher today. The S&P rose 0.6%, the Nasdaq 0.8%, while the Dow added 129 points, about 0.3%. This is AP News. At the Winter Olympics, Michaela Schifrin won gold in the women's slalom by a massive 1.5 seconds. And Charles Deledesma reports she's been one of the skiers voicing concern over receding glaciers.
Lindsay Vonn and Schifrin, along with Italy's Federica Brignone, are among the many skiers speaking out on the accelerating melt of the world's glaciers. Vonn:
as a ski racer, I've seen that firsthand, what global warming has done.
The Olympic host city of Cortina d'Ampezzo is a fitting place for them to be talking about it. Glaciers once visible from town have dramatically shrunk. Many of them are now reduced to very small glaciers or residual ice patches.
And most of the glaciers that I used to ski on are pretty much gone.
The nearest major glacier is Marmolada, 31 miles away. It's melting rapidly too. The world's top skiers train on glaciers, and a warming world jeopardizes the future of their sport. I'm Charles Deledesma.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.